It is officially almost over, guys. Ken Rosenthal tweeted out, breaking per sources. MLB's penalties for Astros include 1 year suspension for GM Jeff Lunau and manager AJ Hinch. Losses of first and second round draft picks in both 2020 and 21. A fine of $5 million. There's the full story in The Athletic. I can click and skim it. This is all I've read. There were some follow-up tweets, but Jake and I haven't said a word of this each other. We just saw the tweet, said, let's go live. We didn't want to give away our natural reactions, so we wanted to do them live. So, Jake, what's your reaction?
What's your reaction, dude?
If this came out a month ago,
okay,
I would have been like, oh, damn.
Okay.
They went big.
Okay.
As the longer it let, the longer they allowed me to stew on it.
Yeah.
The more I was like, fuck, dude. Like, something else has come about other teams that includes installing your own camera in center field. We had the Red Sox. We had the Yankees replay center room. We've gone over that, completely different animal. So no other team has been lumped into this.
Right.
That might be strategic because they don't want a lot of teams in there. The more I stewed on it, the more I was like, dude, fuck this. The more people talked to me and I saw pictures and I saw like straight confirmation that they set up their own camera in center field to get exactly the pitch, the more I was like, we need something big. This is big. So in the end, I am happy. I think it's satisfying enough. Because it confirms they did it.
Yeah.
It confirms they got caught. It confirms that it was top down, not player run. This was instilled in the organization. So I think I'm satisfied with this.
Yeah, I think the first takeaway is a level of satisfaction. Like, if you're a Houston fan, you can't fight this anymore.
No.
You have two giant suspensions. It's over. You lost the war. Here's my deal. And those draft picks and, I mean, the $5 million fine.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
Nothing.
To an organization that size, that's nothing. The first and second round picks, like, there will be an effect of that in about 5 years. But that's how baseball works.
Yep. No, I mean, we know how valuable picks are.
Here's my biggest gripe with the whole thing. I needed a differentiation between Lunau and Hinch. I need to know who led the way on it. Because we assumed it was Lunau, because they created that whole fake department. But them having an equal punishment doesn't sit well with me. And it's reaching a little bit, but also at the same time, like, there needs to be a fall man, not like, hey, the group did it. Like, I think one of those two people, because like you said, make their own cameras, and what they did is so much more than everyone else, that I think there needed to be a full-out fall man, whether that was Hinch or Lunau, and I don't feel that.
Lunau should get more than Hinch. It's almost...
That's what we've assumed.
Unless they're trying to tell us that Hinch was very much involved in this. Hinch went from looking like one of the nicest guys in Major League Baseball to a total smug jerk. Fair?
I mean, I never thought of him as like the nicest guy in baseball.
He had a reputation as being...
Yeah, he was well-liked. A lot of managers are.
But now...
Yeah.
And he comes off like such a jerk.
Can you make a full Hinch highlight reel?
No, but someone else do that for me and I'll share it and I'll say, you did a great job. Just all of the quotes that Hinch said about, you know, the whistling's ridiculous and all this is ridiculous. That's maybe the most frustrating part. Taubman, I read, got blackballed.
I mean,
he should
be have him blackballed on multiple levels.
I mean, like, he should be blackballed from everything besides opening up his own car wash. And even then, watch him closely.
Yeah, I'm okay with the car wash.
Well, just watch closely, is that what I'm saying?
Everyone for the rest of his life will watch him closely.
Yeah.
Only because he's
a bad guy.
Sexist bad guy.
Oh, come on. I'm trying to read the Athletic article. One problem That's I have tough. With the Athletic is when I click your articles from Twitter, I got to go through like five different hoops to read it. I subscribe to you. Make it easier for me. I'm searching for a line here.
Looks like a timeline.
Yeah. Discipline for Cora will be determined after baseball completes its investigation of the Red Sox for separate sign-stealing allegations. Oh, okay. So a whole other...
Yeah, Cora's tied into both.
Yeah, it's not a good look. The suspension of Hinch is the longest for a manager since Pete Rose. Okay, so that is substantial if you compare it to past things. People admitted, witnesses came forward, said they had the cameras. Like, we have proof. Right. We have a final thing. MLB investigated this. It's true. If you weren't on that side of things, you kind of have a strange brain, or you're a Houston Texans fan who is just in denial.
You don't have to be a Texans fan. It starts with the Astros, and then Astros. You probably like then the you Texans, probably like but you're also having a bad day because the Texans blew a lead yesterday.
Yeah.
Houston Rockets can't do anything in the playoffs.
The Astros routed the feed from center field camera to a screen situated in the tunnel. We saw that. We saw them breaking it down after game three of the World Series when they were going to be back the very next day. If that wasn't an illegal camera situation, there's no need to break it down for a game that's going to be there.
Just leave it up.
They were breaking it down means
nobody
like,
loves setting up a TV
that's
every
like,
day.
Ding, shady.
Yeah.
It's a lot of shady shit, man.
Do the ding shady noise again.
Ding shady.
Wow, that's nice. Yeah. You've been working on that.
Yeah. So, who's the manager of the Astros?
Yeah, that's a good question. Who's the GM?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm assuming the bench coach is going to slide up. I'm assuming the assistant GM is going to slide up. When does the year start and stop? I'm guessing before spring training, so Hinch can get spring training next year. I don't know. Are they going to appeal? Do we know anything about that yet? I don't think so. If they do, that'd be kind of hilarious, to be honest. I don't know, man. I kind of wanted a separation between Hinch and Luhnow, and I don't have that. And I think the other thing at the end of the day, and I don't know if this is what the YouTubers walk away with being salty, like, I don't know, 1 year suspension, these guys are going to come back to their jobs and they still have rings. Like, Hinch is still a World Series winning manager. Luhnow is still a World Series winning GM.
I knew they weren't going to...
They definitely have asterisks.
I knew they weren't going to take the ring or the World Series away because 50 years from now, you know, our kids or their kids look at, you know, and they see that and they're like, wait, what happened? And MLB doesn't want a permanent scar on its record. It's so into the history books. Same reason they don't do asterisks for the steroids, guys, because they hope that all of us die and then that story doesn't forget get told it. On. Yeah. And they're like, wow, look how good Barry Bonds was. And there's not one person alive to be like, well,
yeah.
They want their records to stay clear of that. So I knew that wasn't going to happen. I do think if you're an Astros fan, you can't really brag about anything. You can, but you're just going to have to be so obnoxious that people... Yeah. Won't want to talk to you at all.
No, I mean, it's not something, it shouldn't be a source of pride. It sucks. I did see one of the first replies to my tweets was like, wow, nothing for the players. And no, and I think you and I are on the same stance on this, that if you're a player and you come up through the organization and it's kind of all you know, A, you're not asking a ton of questions. B, your job is to play well and do your best, and baseball's the toughest sport in the world to play. So, yeah, if you're coming up and you hear, oh, yeah, our guys are really good at picking up on signs. If there's an off-speed pitch coming, you know, and you hear the bang, that means it's off-speed, you're going to use that information. So I'm pretty cool on nothing for the players.
Yeah. I mean, they just have to deal with this.
Forever.
All right, so in Rob Manfred's, what's the term? In his...
Words.
Yeah.
Press release.
He said this about the Astros. But while no one can dispute that Luhnow's baseball operations department is an industry leader in its analytics, it is very clear to me that the culture of the baseball operations department manifesting itself in the way its employees are treated, its relations with other clubs, and its relations with the media and external stakeholders has been very problematic. So basically saying, yeah, they might be good at analytics, but they're real fucking assholes to everyone.
Yeah.
The entire league.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe this kind of rings true to why people were so ready to be like, fuck the Astros everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere I talk to players, people in other media, like winter meetings, everyone was ready to be like, fuck those guys. And maybe it's because Manfred says right here that the culture of the Astros in the way they entreat their own employees, their relations with clubs, relations with media, external stakeholders has been very problematic.
Well, no, it's pretty fun for me about this is at first I hated that quote because he opens up with a compliment and it's like, hey, we're past that. Like, yeah, the team ended up putting out a pretty crazy project after tanking a lot of high draft picks and everything else they did, but they severely cheated. But the second time you read that through, I was thinking about it of all the player interviews that the Astros have done and been like, we tried really hard and did good. Yeah. It's like, that's not the problem.
Yeah.
I need you to know that. And the second time you read it, that's how I had Manfred saying it. Like, yeah, you guys did do some okay analytics stuff. Everything else was a nightmare.
Fuck them, man.
Yeah. Got a World Series. Got a ring.
It worked. It worked. They won a World Series. That memory of them celebrating is a memory they have. So, like, you know what? This puts future managers in a tough spot.
Okay.
Because if you're a player, right?
Right.
Try this. What's to stop players from banding together and, like, rigging something with the dudes in the bullpen? The only thing that they're hoping now is the GM and the manager of the baseball team, like, are the bad guy in the clubhouse. Like, they have to, like, can't turn a blind eye. So,
yeah, a lot has to go on to do that. You are kind of right, and that is an interesting spin for the players. Like, the players should have been penalized to a degree so that they... That would have been interesting. Like, the players should have been punished so that if this does happen again, or if they scheme their own thing, that they're afraid of it. And that's kind of my Lunau Hinge thing, is that I wanted, when this punishment hit, I wanted to say, well, we'll never see that in baseball again. And you can't say that with this punishment.
It doesn't feel like
that.
That
feels talk sports radio-y. But seriously, like,
it doesn't feel like this puts an end to it.
If you have a genuine chance to win the World Series, and you know the worst case is a year ban
for your coach. What if you hate your coach?
Yeah.
Just bring a GoPro to the outfield and start filming.
Haven't been there. So, yeah.
Oh, they confirmed that they used it in the postseason. Let's fucking go. This is what I want. I just want confirmation. Pass and tweet. Of all the things in MLB's investigation and Rob Manfred's 9-page letter. I want to read that. Yeah. This might be the most damning. The Astros, who won the 2017 World Series, used their sign-stealing scheme in that postseason. You motherfuckers. This is Rob Manfred's words. Notwithstanding the publicity surrounding the Red Sox incident and the September 15th memorandum that I sent to all clubs, the Astros continued to both utilize the replay review room and the monitor located next to the dugout to decode signs for the remainder of the regular season and throughout the postseason. That makes me happy.
Kind of, in a weird way.
Oh, because I have...
makes you happy for the 5% of annoying teenagers Astros fans on the internet who aren't going to listen to you say it anyway. So I think happy is going to be the weird word.
They'll just tweet angry at me, but I can be like, you fuckers use it in the postseason. Confirmed.
Yeah.
And we all knew that. And guess what? I've had it confirmed that the buzzing Band-Aids were true from like 10 different people.
Wow.
Probably five. Okay. Probably five.
Went from 10 to
10 different, and not in the same circle. Like, 10 different people are like, that's definitely fucking true. So I'm sure they found that out as well.
It sucks, man. And I won't do my Jakey emotional full baseball speech, but again, we'll see what comes out with the Red Sox. That's a different situation overall, but Cora is heavily linked to both. And yeah, we are still talking about 2 years of tainted World Series and tainted MVPs. Altuve won the MVP in 2017. Like, he should have... Okay, I was going to get myself in a lot of trouble. But he should have that taken away.
He should.
Right?
He should.
When we're talking about actual player punishment, like, how can he be awarded the MVP that year when they were clearly cheating?
I don't know, man. The whole thing's kind of fucking weird.
Like, we're all going to have our own personal mental asterisk, but I don't know. I am leaning, and again, yeah, we are Yankee fans. We've admitted that many times. It does feel a little light. You are right, and we both had kind of the same emotion that you can. There's no argument. The Astros cheated. They got one of the larger punishments in baseball history. It still feels a little lackluster. Like, the MLB needed to give one jab. And that jab either needed to be a suspension or, like, pull Altuve's MVP or something like that. And there's not that. It's a big suspension for the history of baseball.
Carry this for 30 seconds.
All right. See you, Jim. All right. So, I'm a Libra. No, I just think... I don't know. I really like that players thing that Jim just stumbled into with the what's stopping them? Because I just gave my players no punishment speech. Kind of want. Okay, that is my Yankees bias that I only want the Altuve MVP gone because I think by default it would go to Judge a little bit. But no, the players, I guess there is going to be a mental asterisk. We're all baseball fans. And when we're watching this, we know, you know, when we watch George Springer, Altuve, Correa, those guys, we are going to look at them differently. And I guess that is supposed to be enough punishment. I don't know. Oh, he's running back. Oh, sticker under your chin. Wow. Donning it for the YouTube crowd.
Got it. It's kind of small.
Bang, bang.
Because this was a return.
I have seen the others, and I have discovered
that this
fight is not worth fighting.
Yeah, it's good.
Look at you.
They did. It's official.
It's confirmed.
Small, affirmative. Small sweatshirt, because this was a return.
And we're in California right now, so everything on your screen is currently confirmed.
Even smaller.
Oh, we got layers. Oh, wow. These are going to be given away tonight to one lucky fan.
Someone who comes out to our live show will get a game-worn shirt.
Is that a medium?
I don't know. What is
it? Sticker's still on your chin again. It's a small. Yeah, wow.
It feels small.
When's the last time you put on a small shirt?
I don't know. But yeah, it's official. Shop.johnboymedia.com. Go pick them up because they cheated, man.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Like... No real hiding from it. They didn't skirt the rules. They clear-cut cheated to give them an advantage in a way no other team has done in the history of baseball.
Yeah. Is Cora going to get like a half-year suspension or something?
I don't know.
I mean, he's with the Stros. He's tied to the Sox.
Who knows?
Okay.
All right. I think that's good. We got all our thoughts out. Obviously, this was gut reaction. There will be more that comes from this. And we will be probably talking about a live show tonight in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Come by if you're around. But listen to Talkin' Baseball on Talkin' Baseball, any podcast app. And then we have its own channel, Talkin' Baseball channel, that where all our full episodes go. So tune in because we'll be discussing the rest of this probably. And Jesus, both of y'all sound like crybabies.
Nailed it.
Why?
Nailed it.
Who's crying? We are jubilant, jovial. We're excited that MLB actually threw down some punishments.
It's a solid punishment. It's 6 out of 10.
I like that. Confirmed. They
it's like
used
a B
it.
Minus.
I'll go B.
Okay.
I'll go B.
That's pretty good.
Every team does this. Oh no, they don't. They quite literally don't.
Do not. Every team does not do this. That's the whole situation.
That's the whole situation.
That's everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Is
one
that the,
team.
The other 29 did not do this. And they don't because it's illegal.
We've talked.
So.
Yeah. Like maybe a handful have tried ways to go a little farther is what we've confirmed. I heard another team might have installed cameras. There is a reason.
Yeah.
People went out of their way to point the finger at the Astros. This isn't all around the league. And if you think that, you're just straight up not caught up and not informed.
Or an Astros fan.
No, even then, they've been not reading any news because right. They think it's all garbage. If well, you think,
back against the wall.
Yeah.
You're just scratching
and clawing.
Scratching and clawing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Cool. Thanks for hanging out with us. Tune into future episodes. Like you said, we'll probably have more thoughts on this.
Cool coming. Stuff coming. Jack Flaherty.
Jack Flaherty tonight. We'll ask him about it. Maybe.
Maybe.
See ya.